Hello footies and welcome back to the one and only Daily FIFA podcast. We're Foot in Review. We bring you updates about the latest content. We talk players, review them, and of course as a part of footcoaching.com. We'll give you gameplay advice like tactics and instructions. We upload every day, but if you want episodes early and some awesome bonus content, including discounts for coaching, consider joining our Patreon. It's patreon.com/footinreview. Today is Thursday, October 29, and we are recording Season 3, Episode 24. My name's John, also known as Foot Coaching, and he's back from traveling, our own Mr. Bear Grylls. It's Singvi!
Good evening.
Hello, Singvi.
Good evening, good evening.
At safe travels?
Yep.
Slept in an hotel or went tree hiking?
No, I went... I visited my parents for the first time in almost a year, so yeah, that was nice.
Weird, eh? Lockdown. Mm-hmm. Weird, our lockdowns are weird.
Yeah.
Oh, but family time, that's good, man. You enjoyed yourself?
Yeah, it was nice. Weather was horrible, but it was nice.
Yeah, it's snow or actually
no
odd?
Rain. vertical, horizontal rain. So... that's typical from where they live, so yeah. Didn't expect anything less.
Nah, fair. But hey, yeah, it's a couple of days off from FIFA. All rested up, ready to go?
Yep.
Awesome. And we're not alone today, though, because joining me is also a friend of the show, the third Scotsman we have on this week, actually. It's the Saint, also known as John at Talking Foot. Hello, John.
Hello, guys. Hello.
Hello and welcome back. How are you doing?
A wee bit under the weather, but other than that, yeah, really good.
Oh, just a normal cough, I hope.
yes, it's just something I've been bothered with for a long time, well before COVID, so it's not that.
Still sucks, but maybe it sucks a bit less then.
Yes, exactly, yes. But I'm good, guys. How about you?
Yeah, well, same old, I guess, right? Same, busy days, old, but
yeah.
Yeah,
but my mom always said you can't complain if you're doing something you're having fun with, so I'm not complaining. Today's content, guys, we have a lot. We have two people on the show. Shall we ask Ingvi to go through the SBCs that released today, and then maybe John or Mr. Saint, as I like to call him, does the objectives that came out today. Is that a plan?
Sounds good.
Awesome. Ingvi, take it away, please.
Yes, we got the SBC called the Turkish Republic Day set. There's three sections. Not so expensive, I think. It's just use players, untradeable players. You probably have lots of bronze and silvers you can use. And just put them together, so you'll get some Tifo badge and a kit. So you get a stadium theme, Tifo, and the crest, and of course the kit though. So the first one is called Relentless Force. You need minimum three players from the Turkish Super League. And the players have to be minimum bronze, and chemistry is 40 minimum. So that's six players there. Not difficult. And then the next one is called All as One. You need minimum one player from Turkey, minimum one silver player, has to be bronze or higher. Chemistry of the team is minimum 45, and it's six players as well in this one. The last one is called Red Banners, and that's minimum three players from the same nation, minimum two silver players, minimum squad rating of 60, and chemistry is 50. You need nine players in that squad, so that's easy, doable, not expensive. Just use some, you can search buy Turkish players for 200 coins and stuff like that. So that's not, it's a very cheap thing to do. And yeah, the kit is nothing special, but if you collect and
you have to do it right. Oh, so, I'm settled for my kit. I think the rest of the season, so it really doesn't matter for me anymore.
Which one are you using?
Nah, you know, I promised the guys from Team Hullet or Hullet for her international listeners. They sent me like a real life kit, and I had to promise that when the kit turned off turned on in game, I had to wear that for the remainder of the season. So yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, that's nice. Fair enough.
But I got a nice kit for the studio now, so that's all right.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And it's definitely not a bad kit to look at, to be honest. So.
No, no, it's cool. I saw it. You sent a picture.
Yeah, it looks nice.
So no, yeah, no kits. But I mean, this is fun, right? If you want to do them, you can do them. I think it doesn't do anything for me. But John, are you interested in kits?
I can be if it's the right kit. So if that was linked to a Scottish theme like St Andrew's Day, I would do it in a flash. But obviously, it doesn't appeal to me individually, so I'll pass on this one.
But you are still going to do it, Ingvi, right?
Of course.
I so like this mentality. He doesn't really like it. He's never going to wear it. But yeah, yeah, but okay. Yeah, let's do it.
I didn't do all of them, though. There were a few more of the one where you needed a 76 red team. I didn't do all many of those, so...
Nah, that's true, of course. But I distinctly remember you last year missing out of one because there was an squad battle challenge, something. Objectives.
Yeah, I missed the Oktoberfest one. It's very annoying. I was hoping we were going to get that. Maybe we're going to get it tomorrow. I don't know.
I don't know. There's no Oktoberfest, so I'm not quite sure if that actually...
Yeah, but the usually is around this time. I think so. We'll see. We'll see. But now we're in the Halloween... type of a theme, so yeah, that's what we're doing at the moment.
That's true. We'll see. But value on this one is decent, right? I mean, not too.
Yeah, if you like it, and if you're from Turkey and stuff like that, of course it's great value. So yeah, it's not expensive to do. Even though it's three sections, so it's not expensive. So I like it.
Awesome. What else have we got?
We got the marquee matchups. And that's, you know, the typical. If you complete the whole thing, you get a rare Electrum Players pack. I think it's tradable, looks like that. Cost around 20-30k to do everything from scratch, it seems. The first one is called New York City FC versus New York Red Bulls. You get a small prime Electrum Players pack, cost around 3-5k to do. You need one player from the MLS, minimum three leagues, maximum three from the same club, minimum one Champions League common or rare card, minimum silver rated players, and team chemistry minimum 75. The other one is called Olympique Lyon versus Lille. You get a mixed players pack, around 4-5k to do. Two players from the league, maximum five from the same league, minimum three from the same club, minimum three goal players, minimum 74 rated squad, and minimum 75 team chemistry. Next one is called Athletic Club versus Sevilla. You get a small prime goal players pack, cost around 4k to do. You need one player from Sevilla or Athletic Club, minimum five nationalities, maximum three from the same nation, minimum one UCL common or rare, minimum 75 rated squad, and minimum 80 team chemistry. Last one is Borussia Mönchengladbach versus Red Bull Leipzig. Prime Electrum players pack from doing that. Cost around 6k to do. You need minimum one player from Gladbach or Red Bull. Minimum two players from the Bundesliga. Minimum five clubs. Minimum two Champions League common or rare. So you can have one of each or two of the same, depending on what you have. Minimum 77 squad rating and minimum 85 team chemistry. So you would need a few of those Champions League cards. Hopefully people pack them during the rewards.
Evie, sorry, I'm just going to jump in there. I've done that tonight already, and I'm pretty confident I just used normal gold rares, and it worked fine.
Okay, now then it's Footpin Wonders again then.
Yeah, I'm reading that as well. It definitely says that.
I'm looking in game, and you guys are right. It is just regular gold.
Okay, thank you, Footpin.
No worries, that's why we're here as well.
Yeah, I'm going to send them an email, I think.
I tried that, no response.
Maybe they just copied from some kind of the Champions League marquee matchup stuff and forgot to change a few parameters. I don't know.
No. But it is gold player, so we're good.
That's good. That's probably why it's so cheap as well. So, which is good.
Definitely. Yeah, much easier.
We like that. And we got some objectives.
Yeah. All by all, marquee matchup, same as always. Values there. Not like extremely, but it's good enough. Just don't play by players until at least after the weekend if you do want to do it. And good luck packing up some rule breakers, I guess, right?
That would be, of course, nice.
That would be very nice.
Or Nikon.
Hey, I'm not complaining with a Neymar either.
No pressure, right?
Yeah. I got three Conan ball cards and an 82 rated goalkeeper. So that was my rewards for backing matchups. But I would still take the punt every time they come up because I always think it's worth a try.
It is, sir. It is actually worth a try always, so.
Okay, so we've got an objective in to date called Mad Science. It's in four parts, and if you complete those four parts, you'll receive a Witch's Cauldron prop, which is like a trophy for your stadium. In total, it's 50 XP per block, so in total 250 XP towards your target of 30 levels. So the first one is Field Experiment. Assist in three separate squad battle matches on minimum semi-pro or rivals with the maximum team chemistry of 50. So you've obviously got to mix your team up quite badly. The second one is Brainy Buddies, and that is play two co-op matches in rivals. The third one is a three-headed hound. So that's you have to score three headers in squad battles on the minimum semi-pro or in rivals.
If there's anything, they're making up good names, though, for these.
Absolutely, yes. And then the last one is Creative Concoctions, and that is to assist three goals in any foot game mode using players with a minimum of 4-star. So, like I said, complete all of them. You'll get a cauldron, which is like a thing for your stadium, and you'll get 250 XP in total.
Oh. What do you guys think of it?
It's a little bit of fun. The kit looks cool, so for me, at least I'm going to get the kit. I don't know if I'm going to be able to have time to unlock everything because I'm quite far behind on stuff towards the level 30 player, so I don't know if I'll be able to squeeze everything in. I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, I think I play a lot of squad battles, so that's easy enough, I think, to get three of the four. It's finding that time to get the co-op rivals matches, so I need to find somebody to play them with. And that, yeah, is possibly a doer. It'll just depend on time.
Yeah.
But the kits are nice. The kits are nice.
Yeah, I like the kits. They look really, really cool. So, colourful.
And 6 days to do that, so you've got 6 days.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah.
Oh, but all nice.
That should be more than enough time to do it then. If you have 6 days, then maybe even me will have time to do everything.
Even me.
Yeah, but I'm going to grind the objectives before they run out, and I'm going to do a weekend league which I won't be able to play all matches anyway. So I don't know. So we'll see.
If you don't shoot, you won't score. If you don't shoot, you won't score. So.
Oh, that's true.
Quote of the day.
Yeah, I've been thinking about this all week. When can I make this one? No, but all seriousness, this is fun content, right? And I know, I'm not one for objectives anyways. But no, I'm not going to do it. I will only do objectives when I think it involves a player. I guess that's the only reason for me to try it, like Mukulele this weekend. Yeah. But that's about it.
But I think you can unlock one of the kits just by doing the assists with a 4-star skiller. And I'm pretty sure that during the weekend league and stuff like that, then you would have done it without, like, kind of planning it.
Exactly, and that's the cool part about it, right?
Yeah. Suddenly you have the cool kit, and hey.
I think the next thing they need to do is you just hit it is start doing that squad battles, rivals, or weekend league, and it will just make things a wee bit easier. But yeah.
Yeah, they may switch it around, or like I said, I don't mean, we said it before, just raise the rewards and then on rivals and people can choose, it's fine also.
Mm-hmm.
But there's definitely something there. But now everyone just plays friendly, so that's also cool. Can't really complain about the amount of players that send me messages to play co-op at the start of the week, suddenly. Well, 2 weeks ago, nobody wanted to play co-op with me because they're all busy. So there's a good thing there.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, by the way, if I did it or not. Just.
Yeah. Yeah,
but it's there. Yeah.
Guys, quickly about this weekend. I am wondering, are you going to play weekend league? If he said he will. Quickly, what kind of team are you running? Don't have to go into all kind of details, but basically I want to know your formation. And I want to know if there's a certain target you are trying to achieve and if that looks likely. John, since you're the guest today, can we ask you to go first?
Yes, certainly. I've got the points for weekend league. I just need to find out if I've got the time. So I'll make that call tomorrow after work. It'll depend on some family stuff, but hopefully I will go for it this weekend. Play Friday night will be the majority of my games, and then Sunday night will be the remainder of my games. Playing your 4-1-4-1, John, which I really enjoy. So it's a hybrid team, sort of using Martial, Gabriel Jesus, De Bruyne from the EPL, and then using some Spanish through Mendy, Varane, Ter Stegen and Hazard. So yeah, really enjoying the formation. Seems to be working well for me. And if I'm going to be honest, hoping for 14 wins. That's what I'm targeting.
Awesome. But I'm really sure you can get 17. So,
well, I've got 14 last year quite regular, so I'd be disappointed if I didn't get it. But yeah, that's my target.
Awesome. So that's Elite 6, right?
Sorry, John.
That is Elite 6.
Yes, Elite 6, yes. I'm going for Elite 6, guys.
I think which Elite rank are you going to try to hit?
If I Gold 3 is Elite 6, then I'm going for the same.
come on, guys. Where's the...
Yeah, but don't have the time to
play. That's more, fair. So. Yeah, that's fair.
That's the reason why. I'm not sure about my team. Might have spent a little bit too much on central defender that I'm not sure if I'm going to use or sell, and maybe space out with some a little bit more sensible spending. I bought a base Vidic card.
Oh, center awesome. Back.
So, but of course, I'm not too sure about my left back, which is currently Roussillon, or I can use the non-informed Theo Hernandez as well, but I'm not sure of either of them. So if I sell Vidic, I'll get Longley and Ferlamendi, I think, instead. Probably wiser way to spread out the coins, I think. At the moment, I'll be using Koscielny, next centre back, and Lloris, the goalkeeper. Midfielders will be the rule breaker Andre and the non-inform Sissoko. And I'll have the red inform Bamba on the left and Eden Hazard on the right.
Oh, nice touch. Hazard, yeah. 7.
Yeah, and I'll do Griezmann, centre forward, non-inform, and of course the base Schürrle as a striker. He's like staying. Anyways.
Yeah, we're still expecting a review shortly on them, though. Next week.
Which one?
On Suka.
I think I've probably reviewed him a few times already.
Yeah, but I just bought him this afternoon, so I'm probably going to get back to you that as well next week.
You need to do your review. Hopefully you like him as much as I do. So, because I think the card is awesome. He's got a crazy good average for me still, so...
One thing about this card, though, he has the weirdest, maybe even ugliest, like, picture in the game. Not saying he's ugly, just saying the picture is really weird. It's like a mugshot from the from the 70s. I've no idea what this is, what he's got going on, but he looks like a old style mafia boss on this photo. It's I don't have to see the card when he scores too much though. But there's that.
That looks. I know what you mean. It could be like Al Capone type.
Yeah, definitely, right.
Type of guy with just the colors and everything, and the hairstyle looks like it could. It's not up to date, but the card is awesome though. So
yeah, you're running Hunter on him, I guess.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to using him a bit more. Just try him two matches or something. So we'll see.
Did he score?
Yeah, once. But yeah, the first one was a draw, 0-0. So it's a Div 1. Like, is you score, either you score one, it's a really tight match, or you just walk over and someone like, okay, I really wanted to relegate or shouldn't belong here. It's still different. It's a weird matchmaking which I'm facing at the moment.
There's some in rivals I had faced players that are both 200 points above me and 200 points below me.
Makes sense though before the reset, because not many players were playing. I played someone I said yesterday, but I'm not quite sure. I was around 2000 skill rating. Played someone with 2300.
I played in Division 3 this morning. I played two players with 0 skill rating.
That must be a bug, because you can't get 0.
Yes, you can if you.
Then you still can't get 0. I'm pretty sure you can't hit 0.
Yeah, if you relegate and you don't play any matches in the 10th division, you'll have 0. And if you play 10th division and you lose, of course you're gonna have.
I think 0? It's a bug. Let's we'll have a look into it.
I hope it is, but the team would suggest that this was somebody that just bought a game.
Yeah, okay, but still 0.
Yeah, I don't know. A friend of mine managed to get 0 points.
Was that his qualification match, maybe? That could be it.
Could be, yeah.
Possibly. I know G's a legend, has done some objectives in friendlies mode and has got some players, but he's not physically played any rivals, any placement games, anything like that. So he doesn't even know who he's playing when he's playing his friendlies. What?
Ah, that's true, of course.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
I will. 4-1-4-1, right, Ingvi?
4-4-1-1, yes.
Just seeing if you were paying attention to that.
Yep.
I think 4-1-4-1 is really good. I'm just quickly, I'm running a 4-4-2 myself. I went with the Delaney Klosterman backline. Of course, running the new Mukulele and Davies. My two midfielders are Zakaria, it's called, I guess. Yeah, and Witzel flashback card. My wingers are Gelson Martins and Sané. Gelson Martins, by the way, feels really good for a card that only cost 700, but not quite sure what's there. And on top, I'm running Ben Yedder and, of course, the Suka card. So, But I've got four matches with them, two matches in total now with this squad, so I've no idea what's realistic to aim for. I hardly played this week because it was very busy. So yeah, my target will be, if I play weekly, just go hit at least like gold one. Timing shouldn't be a problem, but I've not played so much yet myself. So. Would be very unrealistic to say a higher target yet.
Different story when you play the weekend league anyways compared to Division 1, unless you're unlucky with the matchmaking. There's a little bit mixed stuff coming your way, I guess.
Yeah, the first couple of matches were real. Like I did Monday evening, right, when 11-0. Just started weekend league. And that was actually, it felt a bit silly. Like this start is not what I faced in Div 1 normally. These aren't Div 1 players. I mean, the first match I played, I went 7-0, and he didn't want to quit. This can't be fun for either of us. So I think Wicked League at this stage is actually much easier than Rivals. So I've no idea, but I've no idea where I should aim myself just yet. But we'll see. I'm running an 8 depth 4-4-2 now, so might be a bit risky as well.
No guts, no glory.
Definitely. Talking about a no guts, no glory, guys. Have you heard about the new FIFA Face-Off?
Heard some rumors?
Yes.
So, FIFA Face-Off, and while I'll explain the rules, we also have a new intro for it. So, FIFA Face-Off, I have two cards in front of me. Two gold cards. These are all gold cards. And I'm going to name them both and ask you guys who has, for example, a higher agility stat. Or dribbling stat, whatever. We're going to talk about face stats mostly. So say dribbling. I name the player, I ask the question, I say 3, 2, 1, and you both have to answer at the same time. If you don't answer, you don't get any points. And the first one that gets... No, we'll just do 10 questions, and the one who has the most point at the end wins and is the FIFA face-off champion until the next time we play the game.
Okay.
Are the rules clear for you guys?
I think so.
Awesome. Then let's start.
It's difficult when you don't see the cards, but...
I know. That's the whole thing of it, right? You're the FIFA experts.
There's extra knowledge.
There's a reason I'm just calling out the cards and not playing myself, though. Just saying. All right. First set. Are you guys ready?
Yep.
Here it comes. Thiago Silva versus Mbappé. Who has higher pace? 3, 2, 1.
Mbappé.
Second card.
Smart one. Just say the name though. But Mbappé. And that's of course correct.
Definitely
correct. All right. This one is actually easy. Neymar Jr. versus Gini Wijnaldum. Who has higher passing? 3, 2, 1.
Neymar.
Ooh, and I think Ingvi said Wijnaldum. Yes, right, Ingvi? I can't hear Ingvi anymore, but let's click. And Neymar is correct. Neymar is higher passing. Ingvi, you're still there?
Yeah.
Well, you said Wijnaldum, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. So John leads 1-0. Then we got Wijnaldum versus Lewandowski. And who has higher dribbling? 3, 2, 1.
Wijnaldum.
It was a draw. It was a trick question, guys. Who has higher defending? Lewandowski or Timo Werner? 3, 2, 1.
Lewandowski.
Correct. Both correct. John still leads with 6 cards to go. Who has higher overall rating? Is that Timo Werner or Roberto Firmino? 3, 2, 1.
Draw.
Firmino.
Firmino has higher rating. 87 versus 85. Sorry, Ingvi.
Yeah, this is embarrassing.
It is a Liverpool player. I didn't know.
Yeah, I compared it.
6 on 20, so yeah.
Yeah, you are correct. Though. But not in this case. Former question, John leads by 2. We got the Roberto Firmino versus Pogba, and the question is, who has higher physicality? 3, 2, 1.
Pogba.
Firmino.
And the answer is Pogba. One goal difference, three questions to go, John Leeds. Then we have Pogba versus Koulibaly. Who was higher defending? 3, 2, 1.
Koulibaly.
Koulibaly.
That is, of course, correct. Two more questions, John Leeds by one. Who was higher overall rating? Is that Koulibaly or Joshua Kimmich? 3, 2, 1.
Koulibaly.
Koulibaly.
It was a draw, both 88, guys. You can actually get a point when you say draw as well, right?
Okay.
Okay. Last question, and you can go for the big win here, John, or it's a draw, and we'll do a shoot-off. It is Joshua Kimmich versus Immobile, and the question is, who was higher shooting? 3, 2, 1.
Immobile.
Immobile.
And that's correct. John wins by 1 point in V. I'm sorry. But, John, you deserve a big applause for that. Congratulations. You win by 1 point difference.
I'd like to thank my fans, my wife. I'd like to thank my...
Yeah.
But I mean, that's cool. You can always lose in V, but I did not expect you quite to lose on a Liverpool play.
Yeah, I don't know. I was, for some reason, I saw a different number. So maybe I'm just getting a little bit old.
Yeah, but that's okay, though. How do you guys like this game by playing it?
Yeah, it's good fun.
It's fun. It's a little bit stressful.
Also,
I don't want to make a fool out of myself, and that's probably overthinking it. So, yeah.
There's also a reason I'm not playing. It's stressful and stuff. But as a host, I can just...
When you see the cards, it's easy when you see that. At least the ones with the value. But
Yes, but I don't think that's fun either. No, and that's why I also want to shoot out. Difficult. Yeah, that's why I want to go 3, 2, 1 and then say it, because else you look it up on Footbin. I know you.
Yeah. But you could also do it if the one that says is the fastest after you say 3, 2, 1, then he gets the point if you say the same thing. Or you need to like kind of let both say without the other one hearing. That's also, there's many ways you can play the game, which is quite cool though. So
definitely. And if you're listening to the show and you have suggestions for us how to play this game, we can go on this all year long. So let us know. Tweet at us at Food and Review, and we'll take it into consideration.
Yeah,
but congratulations, John Ingvi. It's good to have you back on the show again, buddy. I really miss you this week.
Thank you.
But before the end of the show, John, where can people find you?
On Twitter at Talking Foot, and obviously within our Discord again at Talking Foot.
Awesome, Ingvi. And now you're back from your travels. Where can people find you?
They can find me on Twitter at Evgnomi. And they can find me on the EA forums at LittleLa95.
Awesome. You can find the show on all socials. Just find us at Foot and Review. Be sure to check out the show on Anchor, anchor.fm/footandreview, of course. Yes. And you can find me on Foot Coaching on all socials and check out footcoaching.com for all things coaching. Thanks for being here, guys. But for me, it's time to drop it and see you tomorrow.
Drop it.
F U T F U T F U T T T in view F U T.